This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA recently issued its first projections this year for meat production and prices. We will hear more from USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
For the most part, increased production and price forecasts for the prior month are on display in the USDA January Meat Outlook. USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski says there are some exceptions.
Tight supplies that are kind of dominating the market for cattle and beef. So year over year, beef production expected to be down 260 million pounds.
That is despite month-over-month production increases forecasted for beef in 2025 and 26. Jekinowski says that changes were minimal for global meat trade.
In terms of global meat trade, most of the changes this month were relatively minor. Pork exports for 2026, we raised 65 million pounds this month. Year over year, they would be up about 123 million pounds.
He expands on the numbers for beef production and steer prices.
For 2025, we raised our beef production forecast by 50 million pounds, just reflecting continued higher cattle weights, which are more than offsetting lower placements. And we expect those higher weights to carry into the current calendar year, into 2026, more than offsetting lower placements. We raised our steer price forecast for 2026 by 75 cents per hundredweight, now at $235.75 per hundredweight. That would be up $11.38 from last year, from 2025, and we're expecting that price strength to continue throughout the year.
For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.